Your local library had traditionally been a hub of your community, no matter the size. As the tech age came to be, most libraries increased their online presence and access as a means to remain relevant. That online presence, in some cases, became so dominant that a growing number of people were wondering out loud whether this meant the end of the physical library presence. Was this maybe an unintentional surrender by some libraries, which wound up creating a loss of connection with their community in a variety of ways? One nice thing about reality, though, is that change of direction is always possible. And that's something my next guest is here to discuss. He is the interim director of the Newark Public Library, Tom Alberts. How are you today, Mr. Alberts?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
And learn more about the Newark Public Library, npl.org is their website. Was that a fair analogy that I made, that in a lot of ways the libraries did what newspapers did? They saw a new age coming, and instead of maybe in a more balanced way, way too heavy one way and shortchange the other?
Libraries have always been flexible in serving their communities, and we were way ahead on the technology end. So we were ready for technology. We still provide our traditional programs and have way more people coming to our buildings, but we also have online use, computers, and all kinds of technological programs that are also very well used by people in our buildings and outside our buildings.
And certainly the size of some buildings, especially one like yours and many other urban public libraries, there's a lot of space to be more than simply books, isn't it?
Correct. And one of the big things that libraries are doing is shifting our spaces. So we're moving some of our books to the side. They're still there, but they're not in the middle, and we're creating more program spaces, larger and smaller. So Newark is embarking on a process of redoing the major spaces in here in the main library.
One of those being, I was reading up, the soon-to-be-created Philip Roth Room that will house. Well, explain what the significance of the name Philip Roth is and what this element of the Newark Public Library is going to eventually become.
So Philip was a Newark resident, grew up here, and always owed his allegiance to Newark, and he was, at the time of his death, perhaps the greatest literary fiction writer in America today, and his works are part of the Library of America. They're in publication in print forever. So Philip gave us all of his personal books in his library, in his home in Connecticut, and his apartment in New York. And they are not just books. They are marked up, annotated, with slips of paper in them, and they show his work and his reading in his preparation for writing his books and in his personal reading. So we're going to create a room that will house and highlight Philip and his life and his work and showcase portions of his personal library. So we'll have that created by May 2021.
I would imagine, too, that if someone is a writer or a wannabe writer, to be able to learn firsthand how a very successful, long-lasting writer worked and created, that would be a valuable platform for learning.
So part of the space, one half portion will be exhibit for everyone, and one will be the actual interior where his books are, and there'll be a large table, and we assume we'll have high school, college, and working adults coming to use that space who are budding readers and writers and using the inspiration of Philip and his actual materials if that's pertinent to what they're doing. So they'll use that space, which will have his writing desk, his easy chair where he read, and this long table from his house with chairs that we'll have for seminars and for students of all ages to come and be in this atmosphere of a reader and a writer, and we hope we get a lot more readers and writers out of this room.
Oh, and Tom Alberts, who is the interim director of the Newark Public Library, npl.org is their website. Learn more about the services, their events and programs, and a lot more, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You're talking about visitation, too, for the library. Your stats certainly showing the trend in the right direction by growing by more than a third year to year from 2018-2019. Now, you look at that success. What elements do you pick apart from that success to say, here's what we need to expand on further now?
So what brought people in were programs. We did all kinds of things, including we had a Friday night dance party in our courtyard because no one goes to the library, so who would go to the library for socializing? So we created an event and invited people to come in, and people came, 1,000, 2,000 people. Doesn't make any sense, but we are creating a program that people can look at the library in a different way, and then they come back and they use us. Our programs are very heavily subscribed. We have an exhibit called Radical Women that just opened that celebrates the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote, and our staff created original material from our collection about the fight and in showing the role of the women of New Jersey, of Newark, particularly African-American and immigrant women. So that's something that people will come to see, and this exhibit will then tour the state after we finish with it.
Looking at this in, I guess maybe you'd say a retail type of mindset, libraries first and foremost to the action of the oncoming of the tech age install computer rooms, Wi-Fi, and related items like that. So that built the traffic flow. What do you do now? You have the people coming in, but you want them to either stay longer, keep coming back. What were some of the first things that you saw as looking at that flow and saying, all right, that's our foundation. Here's what we have to do to maintain it and grow it.
So we needed to put more computers, more help, make it easier. People need to use computers for job applications, for job learning, for GED, for all kinds of searching. High-speed broadband access, so we put that in. And our computer use in 2019 is double digits increase over 2018. Just one example. So we're taking the heavy use and expanding on it.
And it's certainly an opportunity. Other libraries can follow suit, especially when you look at the results of a recent Gallup poll that showed that if asked between 2007, 2019, the different responses, how many times in the past year, if any, did you do any of the following? It lists things like going to the zoo, casino, museum, park, concert. Number one answer was going to a library, which is right. Bode very well for the element of the community that you exist as.
And that was for adults. So we still have plenty of children who go to the library every afternoon, their local branch library or the main library for programs and services, after school, reading, homework, help. And this is the group that you think may not be going to the library. This is adults who are using the library. And they can borrow materials in the library or they can download them, both books and audios and videos. You don't even have to come into the library. But still, those who are coming into the library are still extremely significant numbers.
Which is what I think you've caught on and magnified. There's a connection. You're not just there to pick up and drop off a book. There's more there to be done. There's more potential, I guess, which maybe libraries elsewhere have to look at. Okay, what are our potentials?
Right. So the number of books that people are borrowing is down. So that's not a growth area. It's still happening in still big numbers, but it's not growth. People who are downloading remotely is up. People who are coming to programs, cultural programs, exchange of ideas, learning about their history, communicating with others about what's going on now in America, the state of things. That's what people are coming to in big numbers.
No doubt, as all the trends are showing, wrapping up our time with the interim director of the Newark Public Library, Tom Alroetz, npl.org, the website here on Issues and Ideas. So looking ahead, you mentioned the Philip Roth Room. What do you see as 10-year, do you have a set plan, a 5-10-year plan moving forward of what you would have as goals and any further expansions or creations?
Well, we're in the environment that we're in, we do 3 years of planning. That's about all we can do. Things are changing very rapidly. So we have a 3-year plan. And one of the things that we're working on a lot is the main library has not been renovated in 50 or 60 years. So we've started renovating the spaces within it. And we need to change the spaces so we have more program spaces, more small meeting spaces for people to talk and dialogue and work in small groups, big groups. We don't have those spaces. We were never used that way before. So we're embarking on a program to renovate the whole library, which is a big, big building with lots of spaces. We've done a couple, and one of the new spaces will create the Philip Roth Room. We're going to create a new La Sala, Hispanic Research and Information Center, where we offer library service in Spanish. So we have a smaller room. It's not big enough. We're going to create a bigger space. We're going to put our computers down on the first floor, so when people come in, they can get to the computers quicker instead of having to go to the upper floors. We're going to hopefully create even more space as we move on in our process and move to different spaces that will come up for renovation. Our New Jersey room is very well used, documenting the history of our state and city. And that needs a new space and more climate control for its paper materials, and we hope to address that. So one of our biggest pieces of our planned capital program is to renovate the entire main library.
Sounds like
New Century. New Century. It's got to be done.
Without a doubt, while maintaining the historic value of the building, no doubt.
Right. So the architects identify the historic key areas that will be maintained, the associated areas that play off these, and the areas that have no particular historical value, so you can be more creative in the way you rework those.
And for you listening, this is something really to varying degrees. Every library could follow the lead of the newer public library and what they have accomplished, reestablished, especially a reconnection with the community, because one is in need of the other, and that works both ways. Learn more about their programs, their events, and everything else, their services that they offer, npl.org. We've been joined by the interim director of the Newark Public Library, Tom Alwartz. Tom, best of success with the continued work and the foresight that you have to see into the future and the value that every element of your building can offer the community. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much, Chris.